Well, Nelly, it's too zizzly quizzly. Yeah, it's like chapter 3 from What Hell Have You Crawled?
The car chimes at the reader blink screen and the heavy automatic door slides open. I'm in an empty hallway. It leads from a flat wall to my left to a closed door to my right. Another bar branches off in the direction I'm facing. Fluorescence buzz quietly. The doors all have card locks.
Examine that fuse box thing.
It will seem to be a fuse box.
Do you know how to use the gun?
I don't know. I lean around and peek down the hallway. No targets.
It seems you know at least something about guns. Your stance looks kind of professional to me.
It seemed the proper way.
Time for lights out. Open up that fuse box.
This looks wrong.
You might have been left behind.
That sounds bad. On the other hand, these guys did have my tube wired out with that lightning thingy.
Flip the first switch.
Okay, nothing happens near as I can tell.
See if you can remove the covering above the fuses and wiring.
For what purpose? They've got thick cladding. I can probably peel them open if I work at it, but it might hurt some of the wires inside.
Flip the main switch, then.
Okay, the lights go out, all the sound stops.
No night vision, then?
I guess not. I feel my eyes trying to adjust. It's giving me a headache, actually.
Listen for anything.
I hear the faintest. Maybe footsteps? It's gone now. The harder I concentrate, the more my head hurts. Starting to feel mild nausea.
On, turn on now. No getting sick.
Yeah, I turn the power back on and reverse the other switch I hit. The fuse box is how I found it, other than the cover plate. That was really strange. I feel like I should be seeing and hearing more. But the more I tried, the more everything felt bad. I feel a little dizzy. What do I do now?
The HS3S1 door.
It takes a few tries, maybe because the power just went off and on. But the door whirs open. Looks like some storage room. There's a chest and a big drawer. Or just yank the camera out of its housing to avoid damaging the pistol. I think I broke it. What do I open first?
Try opening the thing you're standing on.
It's locked, but I managed to break the mechanism and oh dear!
Do you recognize what kind of creature those bones are from?
Vaguely, humans or something?
The skull looks nothing like yours.
Are you just basing that on the shape of my head? Or is there something you need to tell me?
Dig through the bones for useful stuff. If you're not squeamish.
Well, it's not like it died recently, These are a little damp, actually.
Hey, if there's a long, thick bone, you could use it as a needed melee weapon.
I have a stun gun. Should I have a club, too? My pockets are getting full. I wipe my hand off on my sleeve. After a few seconds, it starts to hiss and discolor the fabric. A few seconds later, there's a hole in it. I just got this thing.
Whoa, damn. That's wait, it's inflaring you?
It is a little. No smoke. No real pain. No visible damage.
Speaking of the doors, open them.
First one contains packages containing rolls of tape, markers, writing implements, and batteries. Should I open them all and mention the interesting bits? Mumble, grumble, More tape. Lots of different kinds of tape. Several towels. I use one to get the rest of the goo off my hand and crumple it up on the floor. Wire, both insulated and non. Cables with metal cladding. Cartridges that look like they hold ink. Cartridges that look like they go to small air filters. Lots of computer things. Drives, disks, and the like. Random spare parts I can't fathom the purpose of. Instruction manuals for esoteric pieces of scientific equipment. Paper, pencils, ink, glue, a soldering iron, a multi-tool, a small power drill kit, and a pair of scissors. Okay, now what?
Well, the two doors we haven't tried are control and
back access. There's also the HS3S3, not including HS3S1, where I just came from, and HS3S2, where I woke up.
Let's check the control room first.
Okay. The card works, and I scanned the room. It's empty and stark white. Eerie.
Examine the floor plan.
Sure. Damn! It's not for the whole facility.
Go to the middle, sit down in the chair.
It's enclosed in thick, transparent walls with a metal frame along all the edges. It looks too sturdy to break into. There's a keypad lock on the back. I enter the number from the piece of paper with the creepy drawing of me on the back. The back wall of the compartment slides into the floor, and I get into the chair. There's three keyboards full of buttons and a card reader. I don't see any actual screens. Quillig's ID card makes the machine boot. Nice! Aww!
Unlock lamp control. I do so. I'm not sure if I can get that without opening live storage outer. Though, guessing from the map, probably inner too. Not certain.
For now.
Wait. I fucking switched them. Fuck! How did that even happen, man? For now, let's check out the autopsy and analysis rooms.
Which one first?
Game paused.
I step into the autopsy room. This room reeks of chemicals and sour meat.
Let's have a look at everything.
To the left is a big shelf full of chemicals and stuff. There's a big cabinet at the far end of the room, next to a computer. There's a gurney with congealed blood on it, with equipment pointing down. There's another one of those turret cameras on the ceiling, but it's not rotating or pointing at me. There's a fridge to my right, and further down the room is a hose and a sink.
Move over to the cabinet, but keep an eye on that camera.
It doesn't seem to be tracking me. I can see the lens through the cover, and it's not pointed at me. What now?
Open the cabinet, and brace for impact.
As the doors swing open, I catch a glimpse of movement inside. I ready my all, it's a mirror. There's also a cardboard box of jars full of organs and stuff. More jars of weird chemicals. A cardboard box, a lockbox, and a giant thermos.
Check those jars. Are they labeled?
Sort of. Not really. No.
Hey, a bag.
Oh, that. It looks more like a toolbox, actually, with drawers that slide out. Full of surgery tools, looks like.
We are gonna say to check everything.
There's a lot of things here. Most of it's jars of weird chemicals. Should I focus on anything in particular?
Cardboard box ought to prove interesting.
Why do you say that? Inside is a note, a ring with two keys on it, a circuit diagram, and a can of spray paint.
Flash the cam? Oh, no, that's silly.
I'm pretty sure they have a good idea of what I look like naked by now.
Read note.
Okay.
Stop leaving your keys lying around, Matthew Quillig.
A raggedy doll that has boobs.
What did you just call me?
Take keys.
Okay.
Rip diagram. And I forgot to tell you, there's another scar on the back of your head.
Oh, there's a spot that itches, but I'm not sure if... Oh! It feels the same as the one over my left eye.
Take keys. Anything on that shelf require keys?
Just the counter box, I think. Inside are two tubes, more fully labeled counter suppress. There's a hole at the end of each and a thumb switch.
The blood, you say, has coagulated. Is it within your powers to deduce how much time has passed between now and when it was first spilled?
Or maybe a day.
Also, how do you know so much stuff?
I don't know.
I don't know. I have no memory prior to waking up in the tube.
As well as a firm grasp on decency and proper etiquette.
Well, I put the coat on because you told me to.
I put them in your pocket.
Well, I put the counter suppress tubes in my pockets along with the keys and the diagram. Since none of us seem too solid in the memory department. Now what? Search more here or go somewhere else? It's just jars and containers and little boxes with jars and containers in them. Wait, that box looks different.
And be careful not to touch the blood with your tails.
Okay. Touching it with my fingers cool though, right?
How do they actually work? Do you really control them and aren't they useful for anything?
They move without me thinking about it. Except I just thought about it. I'm not sure what they're for. They keep waving around and feeling over everything I come near, though.
If you really were shot, then the best explanation for your two scars is a bullet whizzed right through your skull. Possibly damaged your brain some.
That is upsettingly reasonable. But it'd be more than some if a projectile went through the two scars. It passed almost through the center of my brain.
I think you should just use a counter suppress now.
Are you sure?
Click. Don't do it.
Okay, forget it. Now what do I do? I could search more of the room or mess around with the computer in the corner. Or go back to the control room and maybe try to open up live storage. Or the exit. Or do something else entirely. There's nothing on the computer console that could relate to the logic diagram. I open a panel and look inside anyway. But the circuitry is vastly more complex than that. I insert the ID card and boot up. This machine has no network connectivity, just like the other two I have encountered. Think that might have something to do with the bat only reading I saw on the fuse box. This looks like an archive with pictures and videos and stuff for different autopsies. It's not very user-friendly. Should I be looking for anything in particular? These seem to be categorized by case entries, so all the notes and things are all under the same autopsy heading. There's only one case entry for Toe-Zizzle.
Sit down now.
Okay.
Vomit.
Better not.
Try to remember why you had so many bullet holes in your body.
I don't know. I would assume to make me die.
Apparently what you're made of is metal.
It's bone. Dark gray bone. Is that unusual?
Check your own body for matching marks.
There's a little mark now in the spot where there's a big hole in the video, over my left eye. There's a matching one on the back of my head, so I guess it went all the way through.
Calm down, Panji.
I'll try.
Is there anything in the file besides the image?
There's some video, some text. I don't really want to look at it more.
This just proves you're really, really strong.
I don't feel very strong right now.
Oh, that wacky Panji. What's she gonna get up to next in Chapter 4? Who knows?